the teacher to bring them from where they start to where they want to end. And so our goal today and throughout this course is to allow you to sort of have that experience of riding on this train from your start of not knowing any Korean to gaining some comfort in using some conversational Korean. As part of that process, one thing that we'd like you to not worry about is remembering or memorizing. You know, usually when you take a class, especially a language class, you feel this immense pressure to remember everything that's being said. But we haven't even given you anything to write down notes with or anything to read. And that's intentional. We don't want you to try to remember the things that we teach you, to try to memorize them. We don't want you to go home and practice. We just want you to sit back and feel relaxed. So before we get into the language, if you could just take note of your posture, take note of your breathing, and really feel you're relaxed, that would be great. Michelle Thomas' method does not use a lot of grammar words. We'll try to talk about language in a more natural way and in a way that doesn't require a lot of previous knowledge. The teacher is kind of like the architect here. So we're giving you the basic structure of the language, and then we'll let you fill in the house, so to speak, with furniture, with vocabulary on your own. But we're focusing on that basic structure of the house. And in that structure, we're not going to worry about the written language, the alphabet in Korean. You can learn that fairly easily on your own. It's actually quite a young alphabet and quite a scientific and straightforward alphabet. So you'll be able to pick that up on your own. But to start with that structure, a very important thing to address is sentence order or order of the words in a sentence. Now, in English, we have a very set sentence order. When we say something like, I eat apples, we start with the subject of the sentence, then we move on to an action, eating, and then we talk about what that action is happening to or the object. We could also say, I like singing or I go to school. In Korean, this order changes. Rather than saying, I eat apples, we'll be saying, I apples eat. So in that Korean sentence order, how would you say the sentence, I like sandwiches?
I sandwiches like.
Great. How about I enjoy singing?
I singing enjoy.
Perfect. What about I speak French?
I French speak.
Good. How about you play tennis?
You tennis play.
Good. So it's fairly straightforward. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind as we get into the language itself, that this is sort of the basis of the sentence structure. Some people call it Yoda speak because it reminds them of the way Yoda in Star Wars talks. We'd like to practice some vowel and consonant sounds in Korean. These are different from the sounds that you're used to making in English. We won't worry about memorizing all of the letters or going through all of the letters, but we just like to get them in your repertoire to start. In English, when we make our vowel sounds, we do a lot of moving our mouth. So for instance, if I say O, you can see that my mouth moves as I say that O. Now in Korean, could we hear what that sound sounds like in Korean?
O.
There's not a lot of movement happening there. Oh, you set your mouth and then you produce the sound. First, Jian will say the sound, and then we'll give you a chance to say it.
Oh.
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 Great. How about the sound ah?
Ah.
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 Good. In an English sort of ah sound, we might feel our mouth moving more ah, but in Korean, we're going to set our mouth ah.
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 Good. How about the sound O?
O.
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 Good. And that one can be confusing because it's quite similar to the first sound we did. We made an O sound to start and we just made an O sound after that. Can you try O?
O.
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 Good. And this is similar to the sound we make in English when we say words like young or one. It's sort of the O sound that happens in there. How about the sound E?
E.
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 Good. How about Good. This is sort of the sound that we make when we say the word book or look. How about the sound ooh?
Ooh.
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 Good. So again, there's no need to memorize all of those vowels. You'll be learning words that incorporate all of those. But just having in mind this way that we produce our vowel sounds would be really helpful to you. Now, consonants can also be a little bit tricky because they're not the same as our English consonants. In English, we have a B sound and we have a P sound. Now, in Korean, there's a sound that's quite similar to both of them. It's sort of in the middle, that